Blog Talk Radio.
You're coming to save.
a child you love, no matter what the world may say. In your eyes, there's no one else I need to be. I just need to be me.
Everybody, thank you for taking the time to join me tonight on Prolific Fire. The first song I played for tonight was Hero by Catherine Mullins. The second song was Me by Mallory Hope. And it's a song by Mallory Hope that this message for tonight was inspired. So I hope you listen closely to the song because this message came out of the song and I pray that it blesses you on tonight. Once again, thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight, whether you're on the phone lines, online, on the podcast, on iTunes. Thank you, thank you, thank you all so much. My Prolific Fire family, thank you. With that being said, everybody, let's jump right into the word.
Father God, I thank you for another opportunity tonight, Lord God, to minister to your people, Lord God. Ask God that you sit me down, Lord God, and that you speak mightily to me tonight, Lord God, that your people may be blessed, empowered, and delivered, healed on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from 2 Kings chapter 2. Verses 23 and 24 from the Message Bible. Again, that's 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 23 through 24 from the Message Bible. Another time, Elisha was on his way to Bethel, and some little kids came out from the town and taunted him. What's up, O bald head? Out of our way, skinhead. Elisha turned, took one look at them, and cursed them in the name of God. Two bears charged out of the underbrush and knocked them about, ripping them limb from limb, 42 children in all. Have you ever felt like you needed to defend yourself against people who don't even know you, but have chosen to put their mouth on you, to make you, for some reason, the butt of their jokes? You got punchlines being told about you. You got punchlines being directed at you. You got people leaving the rudest comments for you on social media. You keep trying to just ignore it and go on with your life. But just when you think, today is the day I will not be insulted, I will not be judged by my cover, my outer appearance, instead of the content of my heart. Just when you're feeling hopeful, here comes an ignorant person. Here comes some ignorant person, and that just spoils your whole day. And I'm sad to say it, but this is not the first time you have been verbally violated, abused for no reason at all. Tonight's foundational text opens with the words, another time, implying this was just one time among other times that had been. It seems like in the whole chapter of 2 Kings 2, Elisha was going through something. It seems like in that whole chapter, Elisha was going through something, dealing with something every day. Can you relate? First of all, his mentor had just been taken right in front of his face. He witnessed Elijah being taken from him. He watched someone he loved and admired be transitioned up to heaven. So Elisha was already dealing with a lot. He was already dealing with a lot. He was grieving. Then came the issue of some deadly water. Somebody came to him talking about the polluted water in their city. He addressed that issue. Side note, Father God, send an Elisha to address the water issue still going on in Flint. Father, do it for the people of Flint. In the name of Jesus, amen. And as if that wasn't enough, as if all of that wasn't enough, here comes some ill-mannered little kids taunting him, taunting a grown man. Now, they ain't even talking to somebody their age. They come taunting a grown man for no reason. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you know what it feels like to be taunted. There was no reason for them to call you the names they did. There was no reason for Elijah to be called baldhead, to be called skinhead. There was no reason for you to be called baldhead, skinhead, fat, for some arrogant person to call you a fag, for some arrogant person to call you the N-word. There was no reason for them to call you ugly, make fun of your body by calling you an obese, etc. Whatever they called you, whatever they said, there was no reason for it at all. Hear me tonight, beloved. Whatever they called you, whatever they said, there was no reason for it. Tonight's message is a message of prophetic encouragement for those of you just trying to live your life and be who you are. You out there just trying to live your life, trying to be who you are. But arrogant people keep criticizing you, calling you names, talking about you, taunting you, teasing you, bullying you. Now you're feeling some kind of way about yourself. But, beloved, despite how all of this has you feeling, I need you to say it with me. Say it out loud. It's okay to be mean. Say it again. It's okay to be mean. It really is. It's okay to be mean. Tonight's message. In tonight's foundational text, we see a man minding his own business, going to Bethel. He was minding his own business, going about his day. And a group of little kids he didn't know and who didn't know him started calling him out of his name. They started taunting him about his appearance. They didn't even know him. They came out of the blue and started talking to him about his appearance. Some of you have people talking about you that you don't even know. They're suffering from a lack of maturity. They're suffering from a lack of maturity. They're acting like some ill-mannered little kids that have not been raised. They're acting like some ill-mannered little kids that have not been raised. That's right, I said it. They're acting like some ill-mannered little kids that have not been raised, whether they're 10 or 110, because there's really no excuse. Whether they're 10 or 110, they're acting like little kids. And it's cruel-hearted incidents like these that have left some of you feeling uncomfortable with your appearance, uncomfortable in your body, just uncomfortable being you. Somebody, it's because of cruel-hearted incidents like these that you now feel uncomfortable with your appearance, uncomfortable in your body, just uncomfortable being you. You're on guard everywhere you go because of what somebody said to you. Your self-image, your image of yourself has been severely affected. And for those of you who say, words will never hurt me, not like that. For those of you that think that way, that say that, you haven't really been talked about. You haven't really been criticized. Oh, no, no, no. You haven't really been bullied for who you are. You haven't really been bullied for the way that you look. You haven't really been bullied, criticized for what you like or what you sound like. Because if you had, you would understand the words you heard. You are now weak for letting those words get in your head. Hear me. You are now weak for letting those words get in your head, for letting their words get in your head. What you are is fearfully and wonderfully made. Keep that in mind. What you are is fearfully and wonderfully made. What you are is wonderfully complex. Just like me, you're wonderfully complex. Some of you were meant to be a little difficult. Some of you were meant to be a little difficult, a little hard to deal with because you are wonderfully complex. You were meant to have a little extra. You were meant to be a little extra, meant to have a little extra flavor in your personality because you are wonderfully complex. Psalms 139, verse 14, from the NIV and the New Living Translation. Complex, let's break that word down, complex. It means consisting of many different and connected parts. Consisting of many different and connecting parts. Therefore, embrace who you are. Embrace who you are. You're not crazy. You're complex. They don't understand you, and out of their childish mind, they say what they say. They're the ones with the problem. They're the ones with the problem because they don't understand you. Out of their childish mind, they say what they say. And some of them even have the nerve to say it to your face. Still, in spite of what they say, I need you to say to yourself, let's say it again, it's okay to be me. It's okay to be me. The tongue can bring death or life. That's what the scripture says. The tongue can bring death or life to a situation, meaning you do have options. Proverbs 18 and 21 from the New Living Translation. So keep saying it to yourself. It's okay to be me. It's okay to be me. Say it until you believe it, until you're able to see a reverse in the effect. Activity, the criticism, the abuse spoken to you and about you has had on you. Say it until you see that thing change, until you see how you feel about what's been said about you, until you see your self-esteem change, until you feel your self-esteem changing. It's okay to be me. It really is. Beloved, you're not stuck in what they say. You're not stuck in what they said. Whether it's present tense or past tense, you're not stuck. You do have options. I came to announce to somebody under the sign of my voice, the devil is trespassing. Hear me, the devil is trespassing. Every time they put their mouth on you, the devil is trespassing. God never intended for us to open our mouths and speak using offensive words. God never intended for us to open our mouths and speak using offensive words, words meant to destroy the other person's self-esteem, destroy the other person's self-image. Only the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Remember that tonight. Only the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, not God. John 10:10. The Bible talks about us dwelling together in unity. The scripture says how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Psalms 133:1. The Bible also clearly tells us in Ephesians 4:29 from the New Living Translation. Don't use foul or abusive language. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so your words will be an encouragement to those that hear them. Somebody, what's been said about you is foul and abusive, and God's not in it. What's being said about you, what's been said about you is foul and abusive, and God is not in it. God, in the form of the Holy Spirit, doesn't criticize, taunt, or bully someone for being different, for sounding different, etc. God, in the form of the Holy Spirit, doesn't criticize, taunt, or bully someone for being different, for sounding different, etc. Let me prove it to you tonight, because I need you to leave here feeling encouraged and empowered. Let me prove it to you that tonight, beloved, because I need you to leave here, leave Prolific Fire, feeling encouraged and empowered. But first, in all you're getting, you must get an understanding. In order for you to understand, let's take a look at Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 13 from the NIV. Again, that's Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 13 from the NIV. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. Now there were staying in Jerusalem some God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya, near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Now, don't get it twisted. I don't care where you go and what you're trying to do. There will always be some ignorant people everywhere you go. There will always be some ignorant people everywhere you go. But also keep in mind the text says some, not all, some made fun of them and thought that they had had too much wine. But for the most part, the people were not making fun of the disciples, though. But for the most part, the people were not making fun of the disciples, though. Instead, they were asking questions about what they were witnessing And rightfully so, they were asking questions about what they were witnessing. How is it these people can now speak to them in their native language? Notice also, of all those who the Holy Spirit came upon, notice also that of all those that the Holy Spirit came upon and were now speaking all sort of different languages fluently, not one of them made fun of the other for speaking different, for sounding different, for having an accent, etc. Of all those that got filled with the Holy Spirit and were speaking in different languages and they were doing it fluently, not one of them had the nerve to make fun of the other for speaking different, for sounding different, for having an accent, etc. Why? Why is that? Because we were not made to criticize each other, to bully each other, to make fun of each other's differences. Because we were not made to criticize each other, to bully each other, to make fun of each other's differences, domain. Remember I told you earlier that the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's the devil's domain. Also, as I said earlier, God in the form of the Holy Spirit doesn't criticize, taunt, or bully someone for being different, for sounding different, for looking different. God in the form of the Holy Spirit doesn't endorse people making fun of your weight, making fun of your height. He doesn't endorse people calling you derogatory names, making racial slurs, etc. Think about it. You know I like to make you think on Prolific Fire. So think about it. Think with me. If God was really in favor of us making fun of each other's differences, if God was really in favor of us making fun of each other's differences, in favor of us taunting each other, the way Elijah was taunting in tonight's foundational text, why is it that Jesus spent much of the New Testament healing people who could have easily been picked on, called names, people who could have easily been teased? I'll pause and let you think about that for a minute. If God was really in favor of us making fun of each other's differences, why then did Jesus spend much of the New Testament healing people that could have been picked on, people that could have been called names and teased? Those are the people, for the most part, that he healed. Why? Let's think about that. Because they were different. This is why they could have been teased. They could have been picked on. They could have been teased. They could have been picked on. Could have been called names because they were different. Teased because they were blind. Teased because they were crippled. Teased because they had a skin disease. Teased because they had a blood disorder, etc. The list goes on and on. But as I said, these were the people that Jesus, for the most part, healed. Why? If God was really in favor of us making fun of each other's differences, in favor of us taunting each other, why did Jesus heal blind Bartimaeus in Mark 10? Are you thinking with me? I hope so. Why did Jesus heal blind Bartimaeus in Mark 10? Why did he heal the man's crippled hand, the man's crippled hand in Luke 6? And what about Naaman? Why did Jesus heal him of his skin disease in 2 Kings 5? And don't forget, oh, please don't forget, the woman who had a blood disorder in Mark 5, better known as the woman with the issue of blood. Why did Jesus heal her? If God was in favor of us making fun of each other's differences, why did he heal them? Here comes your answer. I realize tonight he healed them because he didn't want them to go on suffering, feeling different from everybody else. I realize tonight he healed them because he didn't want them to go on suffering, feeling different from everybody else. A lot of times, just feeling different and being teased about it can be the sickness itself. A lot of times, just feeling different and being teased about it can be the sickness in itself. I need somebody under the sound of my voice to say it out loud. Here we go again. Say it out loud. It's okay to be me. It's okay to be me. It really is. Prophetess Paige, God doesn't want you feeling different. He doesn't want me feeling different. And anyone else under the sound of my voice out there waiting on an issue to be healed, God doesn't want you feeling different on top of everything else that you have to deal with. God doesn't want you feeling different. Those of you who know what it feels like to be teased, to be called names because there's something different about you. Those of you who know what it feels like to be teased, to be called names because there's something different about you. God doesn't want you feeling different. God doesn't want you feeling different. Hear me again. God doesn't want you feeling different. If you don't remember anything else that the Lord gave me to say tonight, remember that God doesn't want you feeling different. Let me explain why God doesn't want you feeling different. But love, there's a big difference between being different and feeling different. There's a big difference between being different and feeling different. Being different celebrates your own uniqueness as an individual. Being different celebrates your own uniqueness as an individual. And that's good. No problem with that. That's good. But feeling different, however, is tied to shame and not feeling you're as good as everyone else. And that's not good. And that's what God doesn't want. He doesn't want you feeling different. He doesn't want you tied to shame and not feeling you're as good as everyone else. Even if you never get healed, those of you waiting on healing, even if you have to live with whatever your difference is, even if you have to live with whatever your difference is, and you're in need, or you're not in need of a physical healing, either you have to live with whatever your difference is, or you're not in need of a physical healing, still you need to remember this. Remember this. Moses had a stuttering problem, but God still used him mightily. And if you weren't there with him, you would have never known he had an issue. Why? Because God has a way of making things work out. God has a way of making things work out. He has a way of making all things work together for the good. Romans 8:28. Now, according to Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8 from the NIV, whoever touches you, whoever touches you, touches the apple of God's eye. That's how God sees you. That's how he sees you, beloved. He doesn't see you as fat. He doesn't see you as skinny. He doesn't see you as freakishly tall. Not as short or ugly or weird looking, et cetera. No, God sees you as the apple of his eye. And he's very particular about those who have captured his heart and his attention. And he's very particular about those who have captured his heart and his attention, clearly stating in Scripture more than once. Don't touch my chosen leaders or harm my prophets. Don't touch my chosen leaders or harm my prophets. 1 Chronicles 16:22 from the New Century Version. No. That's 1 Chronicles 16:22 from the Contemporary English Version, CEV. Literally repeating himself again in Psalms 105:15 from the Contemporary English Version as well. Don't touch my chosen leaders or harm my prophets. Just like your parents meant business when you were a child. Just like your parents meant business when you were a child, when they messed around and had to repeat themselves to you. God means business. God is serious when he repeats himself in Scripture. You better believe God is serious when he repeats himself in Scripture. If you were listening to Prolific Fire last Monday night, and I hope that you were, you will remember how we talked about. Remember how we talked about? There's a leader in you. Remember God led me to say that? There's a leader in you. And when you're set to be a leader, you will experience both physical and emotional hardship. Remember that? Rejection being a big part of that. Oftentimes, those calling you names, taunting you, bullying you, are secretly intimidated by you. Oh, yes. Oftentimes, those calling you names, taunting you, bullying you, are secretly intimidated by you, and they childishly think by throwing up opposition against you, and they childishly think by throwing up opposition against you, against who you are, by rejecting you and getting you to reject yourself, by rejecting you and getting you to reject you, they can stop you. They childishly think by throwing up a little opposition, by getting you to reject you, which is powerful, by getting you to reject your own self, they can stop you. But you must know. But you must know who you are, beloved. You must know who you are in spite of what they have said or done or are saying or doing. You must know. Start to realize along with me, along with myself, and along with Prophetess Faith and so many others who have come to realize it's okay to be me. You have to come to the realization on your own, just like Elisha in tonight's text. He knew who he was in God. You must know who you are in God. He knew he had all heaven backing him up. He knew he had all of heaven backing him up. And that God was not in favor of such childish behavior. So he turned. He didn't run away. He didn't get scared. He didn't back down from some little children who were just doing what the spirit in them was telling them to do. He didn't back down. No, he turned and faced that evil spirit that was operating in those kids and call down a curse on them. Oh, yes, an evil spirit can be in a child. And tonight's text is a perfect example of that. They had an evil spirit in them, and he turned, and he called down a curse on them. But, love, those talking about you, criticizing you, calling you names are cursed. Those talking about you, criticizing you, taunting you, calling you names, they are cursed, and the manifestation of it will show up. Why? Because when they mock you, they mock God. As a child of God, when they mock you, they mock God. Because you are his and not theirs. When they mock you, they mock him. And the scripture says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Galatians 6 and 7, NIV. But love, say it with me. We're going to keep on saying it till we get it in our spirit. It's okay to be me. One more time. It's okay to be me. Let's seal this message in prayer. Father God, we thank you for every revelation that came forth tonight. We thank you for being God and not standing in favor of or endorsing the childish behavior brought forth against us. We thank you for healing us because you don't want us to feel different from everybody else. We come against the shame, the feeling of not being good enough. We plead the blood of Jesus over our own minds tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody say it with me. This is for the last time tonight. But after I go off the air, I want you to still practice this in your daily life. Say it. It's okay to be me. Every time the devil tries to throw up something, remember who you are in God and say it to yourself. Or better yet, say it out loud. It's okay to be me. Father God, look upon every broken soul tonight and cause them to reach for you more or harder than they reach for the next drink, the drugs, for the sex, to try and heal themselves, trying to make themselves feel worthy, make themselves feel normal. Touch and deliver them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. To God be the glory. If you need prayer, a Bible-based consultation, or perhaps you received that prayer and you got saved on tonight and you just want to reach out, you can always call or text me at 865-408-8690. Again, it's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. However, if you're on the phone line right now via Block Talk Radio, as I always say, if you're on the phone lines right now via Block Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer request, get your prayer request in your head, if it's something unrelated to what we just talked about and prayed about, get your prayer request in your head and press 1. That's all you have to do. Press 1 on your phone, and I will be right with you after these last few announcements. I will be right with you, so hold on. If you need this ministry's PayPal information or Cash App information, you can access the PayPal information by going to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire. The Cash App information is, of course, a money symbol and Prolific Fire written all together, capital. The P is capital and the F is capital, Prolific Fire. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Thank you so much. And be sure, if you don't get your prayer request in on tonight for whatever reason, don't fear, don't be afraid. Just call back Friday, and you have another opportunity. Join us Friday night for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pace for prayer and encouragement. It's a wonderful time of prayer and encouragement. Again, it's Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling the number that many of you call tonight, 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then too, as I said, so call in. And don't worry, if you didn't get all the information, it will be up on all my social media sites. Then join me back here on Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place, the same night, time, and place, Monday night, next Monday night, when the message will be, stop calling me names. This message will take a closer look at Jesus being called names and the outcome of that. I think it'll be a good message to bring forth after the message we had tonight. I think it's going all tying together, and I pray that each of you be blessed.
To God be the glory. I have to give you one last opportunity. Is there anybody on the phone line tonight via Blog Talk Radio in need of prayer? If so, just press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you at this time. Press 1. Well, everybody, as I always say, there's room for prayer. So if you didn't get it in, call us back on Friday, and we will be glad to pray with you then. With that being said, everybody, have a blessed night in the Lord. I'm out.